All right, we're going to continue the Gemara now. Itmar. Shnayim she'achlu kiyachas. Two who ate together. Pligi Rav Rabbi Yochanan. It's a machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Chad Amar Imratzu Lezamein Mezamnen. One says that if they want to be Mezamein, so they can be Mezamein. V'chad Amar, and one says, Imratzu Lezamein, Ein Mezamnen. And the other one says if they want to be Mezamein, they can't be Mezamein. On the surface, this seems to be a very strange machlokas. On the surface, it would seem strange because what's the basis of two people being mezamnen? And the Mishnah was pretty clear, shlosha. Shlosha shechel kiyachas chayav mezamnen. The simple inference would be, but not two. The Gemara backs it up. By both of the sources that the Gemara cites, Minohan and Mili, which we went through, indicates three. God will let Hashem eat, which is three. Or Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Godel Lakenu. One person speaking to two. So therefore, it's a very strange, unexpected type of an issue. Well, one wouldn't have expected it. Nevertheless, we have to try and understand it. To strengthen the question, in general, whenever you learn a halacha, which has a certain requirement, like, let's say, for example, tzitzis. You have a four-cornered garment, it's chayim and tzitzis. You have a three-cornered garment, it's not. So no one's going to suggest that that if you have a three-cornered garment, it's rishus. If you want to, you can. If you do it, don't. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Because in order to be a garment, which is chayim and tzitzis, it has to have four corners. So why would anybody bring up the issue of three corners? There's going to be a basis for it. For example, you're 13 years old. You're bar mitzvah. You're chayiv mitzvos. So when you're not 13, you're not chayiv mitzvos. And no one's going to bring up the issue. Of course, you have a separate factor, which is called chinuch. That's chinuch. The chinuch is a different factor. But if there's no chinuch, so then that's it. Or is it? We know you need 10 people for a minyan. So let's say you have 5 people. So, are we going to have a question whether 5 people can daven half the davening or anything like that? It just wouldn't make sense. Once you tell me that a minyan consists of 10 people, so then that's it. There's no basis to have a question about 9 or 8. It's either you have a minyan or you don't have a minyan. So now we've learned that there's a new phenomenon of Birkat HaMazon in the framework of Zimun. And that's the three. So that's and then the sources back that up. We learn it from sources. So now someone's asking me a question. What about two? I don't know where to go. What are you talking about, two? Well, what's your framework? What's your basis? The burden of proof is on you. You have to show me that there's some kind of a validity to two. Some reason why I should accept the possibility of Zimun with two. Now the fact that you tell me, well, it won't be a chiyuv, it'll just be rishus, that doesn't help. We've established that if you have two people and they have to bench, and one person can't bench for whatever reason, so the fact that one can recite the benching and the other person can be yosei through that we know. We've already learned there's a mechanism of shomei kahuna. We've learned that. And if you say amen, so it's kimavarach and so forth. So the Gemara can't be dealing with that question. The Gemara is dealing with something else. That's not Zimun. That's not what we call Zimun. The Gemara is dealing with Zimun. And if there's Zimun, so then it's more than a situation where one can't make the bracha or whatever. Then maybe it's not a chiyuv, but then it's certainly a desirable thing. So that's what we're talking about. Now, if that's what we're talking about, then that's what my question is. If we've already learned that Zimun takes place when three people eat together, when they're koveyasu together, and we have psukim to back that up, So what is the basis of a question of two? You have to have a basis. You have to have a reason for saying that by two people, there will also be some kind of zimun. And that's what I'm asking. The reason why the Gemara uses the term imratzu is because that's the whole framework of the discussion. No one is suggesting that there's a chiyuv. But what they are suggesting is that if there's no chiyuv, but you can do it. Well, what you can do it means is that there's a kiyum of zimun. A kiyum of zimun b'shnayim. That's the whole basis of imratzu. Like women, for example. Women are exempted from certain mitzvahs. Mitzvahs eshes mangron. But now, imratzu, what if they want to do the mitzvah? Not just can they do the mitzvah. Well, actually, that's not the appropriate question. Do they perform the mitzvah? Do they have the kiyum ha-mitzvah? So the answer is yes. All things being equal, mitzvah seishes man grama nashim peturos. Peturos just means that they don't have a chiyuv, but they're now mufka from the kiyum, so therefore if they perform the mitzvah, they have schar. Schar mitzvah, alright, so it's schar of misha eino mitzvah v'yosa. But that doesn't matter. I mean, that's another isham, that women, our minhag is that women make a bracha even. Alright. That's a question. That's a machlokes rishonim. Should they make a bracha or not? But even the side that says that they don't make a bracha, it's not because they don't get a kiyum. It's because they hold that the bracha can only be made with a zechiyuv. V'tzivonim. That's the minhag sfard, that women don't make a bracha. But the minhag ashkenaz is that women do make a bracha when they do mitzvahs that they're not commanded. But that's a completely different issue. Because no one is saying that women are mufka from the mitzvah. Women are subject to the mitzvah because they have Kedushas Yisrael. The only thing is that Peturah, so there's no Machayev. There's no Chiyev. But that I understand. Now, here, the Gemara is saying, clearly, when you have less than three, there's no Chiyev. But now we want to know, what about Imratzu? Can they? Can they do it? And if they do it, is there a Kiyev of Zimun? You see? So that's what the machlokas will revolve about. Imratzu mezamnin, imratzu ein mezamnin. The second one that says ein mezamnin is saying, even if they're imratzu, even if they want to, they can't. Yeah, essentially, another way of putting it is whether the difference between three and two, that's what the Gemara is really analyzing over here. And we see that Sabirkas Amazon is not just like any other bracha. It lends itself to the phenomenon of Tziruf Bracha, which is different degrees of Shevach. So now we know that when you have three people benching together, you're creating a new entity of Birkas Amazon, Al Yidei Tziruf Bracha. So essentially what the Gemara is asking the question, what is three? Or put it a different way, what is the difference between two and three? Is it a quantitative phenomenon? That is to say, that it's not that three defines zimun. The phenomenon of zimun exists even in two. It's just that the chiyuv kicks in at the point of three. That degree, because three is a greater cheftish al shevach, the fact of three people. That's a big inyan in terms of shevach, in terms of bracha. The amount of people that are involved. So it's a legitimate question. Because if the essence of zimun, the whole kiyum of zimun, the phenomenon of zimun, is tziruf bracha, hosaf ha-shevach, so that anytime you have the two people, that the minimum would be two. Hosaf HaShevach. Al Yidei Tziruf Bracha. If that's the phenomenon of Zimun, so then there's a Kiyum Zimun, so that would exist even by two. That's what the Gemara's question is. Or no, that the idea of three is not simply a quantitative thing, but it's a qualitative thing, that it defines the cheft shal zimun. The question is, does three define the chiyuv zimun? Because at that level, you're mechuyuv. But the substance of zimun exists even without three, or no? Three defines the actual substance of zimun. that it's not just the factor of Hosafa, but it must reach the level of three. You see? So the psukim, Gadol Hashemiti, or Kishem Shemekra, are not simply relating to the degree of Shevach at which the Chiyuv kicks in, but rather they're delineating that point at which the very phenomenon of Zeman comes into the picture. That's the Ibaya of the Gemara. That's why it's legitimate. It's different than the other examples that I've given you. In all those other examples, it's clear whenever you're saying you need 10 for a minyan, so that defines the entity, the substance. The Hefta Shell minyan doesn't come into being until then. So anything less than that would be disqualified. But over here, the Gemara saw that the essence of Zimun, that is to say that joining together and adding the bracha together, that creates, that's a kiyum in terms of shevach, that it's a greater cheftish al shevach, if that's the essence of it, so then it's possible that it would exist by two. That's why the Gemara must ask that question. Of course, what's not in question is the chiyuv, because that's what the Mishnah says, shlosh yishrach lahas chayav nozame. But it did not rule out the possibility that two who ate together can have a kiyum of zimun. That's why it's in Ratzu. You can't be mechayev too. There's no question about that. You can't be mechayev too. But if they want to, see, why would they want to? Oh, because if there's a kiyum of zimun in terms of shevach, the whole idea of Birkas HaMazon is a shevach. V'yachaltu v'zot v'rachtu. So if it's a kiyum in shevach, so they'll have a kiyum of zimun, even though they're not mechayev. That's the basis of the question of the Gemara. In Ratzel Azameh, name is Amnon. Tosfos now. We're doing Tosfos. Pirish Rashi. V'chein l'inyan hamotzi. U'sh'ar brachos. So Rashi said that the same is true with regard to hamotzi and other brachos. Ein ha'echad mavarach l'hotzi chavero. That one person does not make the bracha to be motzi his friend. Of course, Rashi doesn't say it over here, so it's not easy to find the Rashi. But Rashi said it with regard to Abaya's statement, Naktinon. Shnayim shach l'kiyachas, mitzvah l'chalik. U'levarech kol echad li'atzmo. So, that's what Abaya said. If you turn the page, you'll see at the end of this lengthy discussion, Amar Abaya, Naktinon, shnayim shach l'kiyachas, mitzvah l'chalik. That we paskin that two who ate together, it's a mitzvah to separate. So Rashi says, mitzvah l'chalik ulevarech kol echad bifnei atzmo. And each one says the birkas hamazon separately. But then he says, bein birkas hamotzi, bein birkas hamazon. So Rashi, interestingly enough, carries it over. We thought the discussion over here is talking only about birkas hamazon. But Rashi says it applies to birkas hamotzi as well. That if two people are eating together, so each one is supposed to make the motzi by himself. Of course, that's a big chiddush. That's very controversial. And especially, I mean, the whole discussion over here is talking about Birkas HaMazon. So that's what the Tosfos takes up. So Tosfos says, V'loni hira. This is not clear. Dila'el, Perikei Sed Mavarchin, because, in Daf Lamed Tes Lamed Aleph, Be'uvdu de Bar Kapara, the case of Bar Kapara, Nasan Bar Kapara Rishus, Le'echad Levarich, Bar Kapara gave permission for at a meal for the other person to make the bracha, U'shnayim Havu Hasam, and it was a case involving two. Ve'od Ihav Shlosha Hasam, if you want to argue that maybe there was three there, lo hayu sham ela peros, but they were only eating peros, which would mean eating peros would three people eating peros is like two people eating bread, because peros is not a subject for kfias, so you don't have the phenomenon of kfias. V'chein nami arminu lekaman. Moreover, we say later on, dal hamor, the bracha of al hamor. We say in Havdalah, Echad Mavarach L'Kulon. One person makes the bracha for all of them. Al Kein Nir Ali, therefore, it seems to me, the bebracha rishona, motzian ze ezeh, shnayim, that two people, one can be motzi the other. L'chulei alma, according to everybody. That is to say that even if you maintain that two who ate together and ratzu lazamein ein lazamnen, but that's only with regard to the berakas hamazon. But with regard to the bracha rishona, Satoshi says everybody would agree that they can be motzi. Now, so you have a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. But according to Tosfos, what's the difference? So those Rishonim that agree with Tosfos have to explain the difference. Why it is that by Birkas HaMazon is mitzvah l'chalek. But by Bracha Rishona, it's one person is mevarech is motzi the other person. Vatam, and the reason is, Hol v'yoshvin lechol yachad, since they're sitting to eat together, daitan l'tzaref. So their das is to join together. The echad mevarech lohotzi chavero. And one person can make the bracha to be motzi his friend. Avol bebracha shel sof seuda, but regarding the bracha at the end of the meal, shemestalkin zemizeh, where they're separating from each other, tzarech levarech kol echad liatzmo. Then each person has to be mevarech liatzmo. On the surface, Tosfos seems to be astounding what he's saying. Because if he's saying that at the end, there's no tzirach because they're separating from each other, so what about when you have three people eating together? How do you have zimun if that's the case? When we have three people, well, okay. Aside from the issue, I'm not even taking up the issue as to whether you hold. Actually, you're right, actually, because Tosfos learns here. Tosfos learns later on that ain Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. Tosfos in Shlosh Shachok Yachas said that Besof, the case of Besof, was that where three people did not start together at the same time. But they ended the suda to get vadayim gamru sudasam yachad. Certainly, if they concluded together their suda, chayav and lazamein, then they're chayav lazamein. Aval rashayin ligmar zebelozeh levarach. So that's a case. Tosis differentiated between two cases to resolve the two mishnayos. One which said chayav and lazamein, and the other one said rashayin lachalek. So Tosis differentiated by saying where the three were koveya together, so then there's an inherent chi of zeman upon them. Just reviewing what we've already said. However, when they didn't start together, so there was no chiyuv on any one of them at any point, but if they were gomer together, the Gemara Suda and the Birkas HaMazon, the chiyuv Birkas HaMazon, it's chal, so that's mitzarif, and they have to bench together. Then, in Rosh Hashanah L'chalik, they can't bench separately, if they're gomer together. So here he's saying that the Gemara Suda actually functions as a mitzarif. Here, Tosfos is saying that two people, however, the reason why they don't bench together, one person is not motzi the other, is because once the suit is over, that's it. Whatever was mitzarev them is solak, is removed. It seems to be a contradiction. Another thing that's bothering me in trying to understand Tosfos is that, as far as the bracha rishona is concerned, why he's maintaining that one can make a bracha for the other one, and so on and so forth, that's fine. But he wants to differentiate, contrast, the bracha rishona from the bracha achrona. And the bracha achrona, he's saying, the reason why one person can't make a bracha with the other person is because once the suit is over, they're no longer connected to each other. They're separate. Each one's going his own way. Whatever, whether that, our first attack was, we don't understand that. Because to the contrary, it seems to be that that's something which brings people together. But aside from that, why is there a need to explain? Why do you have to give that explanation? The Gemara said that the reason why you separate is why? Because shnayim shayim ratzu emazam. Then why? Because by two, there's no zimun, and zimun can only exist when you have three. So why does Tosfos have to give that explanation? Another question that has to be raised at this point, and at first glance it seems a little strange that Tosfos is not raising it, is that the Gemara simply is talking, seems to be talking about the issue of Birkas HaMazon and Zimun, and do you have Zimun when two people come together? And that's what the whole discussion is about. And then Abaya comes to the conclusion that Mitzvah L'Chalek, which means there's no Zimun. So I don't see what connection this discussion could possibly have to Bracha Rishona. Without sources, aside from sources that Tosfos is bringing down. Tosfos is trying to attack Rashi with sources, but I mean, what's the point? Because when you're talking about Birkas HaMazon, you're talking about something which doesn't lend itself to Zimun. Birkas HaMazon lends itself to Zimun. Are we saying the same idea about the Bracha Rishona? That there's, obviously not Zimun, but there's some type of a phenomenon that's akin to that? That seems to be a completely different issue. What is the connection between the two? That is to say that that if we were to paskin that Shnayim, Shachlu Kiyachas, is Mratzul Azami Mizamnin, so then that would change the psak with regard to Birkas HaMotzi? That's hard to understand. Well, what does that have to do with it? Because whatever is happening at Birkas HaMazon is because of Zimun. You have the phenomenon of Zimun. Birkas HaMotzi is different. I'm just going to try and make some kind of review over here. First of all, we don't understand Rashi. Because we're talking about Birkas HaMazon, and Abaya says, rules out Zimun. So, fine. What does that have to do now with Birkas HaMotzi in the first place? Well, why does Rashi make that point? What does Birkas HaMotzi have to do with Zimun? It's a totally different issue. Now, Tosfos, of course, challenges Rashi on this. But Tosfos, in doing so, seems to grant that there's some kind of a legitimacy to the point, but he has to refute Rashi. So he refutes Rashi with the source, and you see that it doesn't work that way. But Tosfos seems to get caught up in this whole issue himself, because once he refutes Rashi and says that by Birkas HaMotzi, one person is a verb for the other person, but not Birkas HaMazon, so then he feels constrained to be machalik between the two. And the chilik that he gives is one which creates even more problems, because he's saying that in Birkas HaMotzi there's tziruf. But in Birkas HaMazon there's no tziruf. What is he talking about? For two reasons, that answer is difficult. A, because you must say that there's tziruf by Birkas HaMazon, and you can't say that once the meal is over, whatever united them is gone, and therefore they're gone, because then you'll never have Zimun with three. Moreover, in making that complete circle, starting from Abaya, then going back to Birkas HaMazon, then coming back again, it seems like he forgot the real reason. The real reason is by two, you don't need a reason by two. Two separate, because by two there's no Zimun. We've already decided that. That's why they separate. And what do you need this whole explanation of tziruf? Even if you did have tziruf, it's irrelevant. The whole question of two was not a question of whether there's tziruf or not, it seems to me. I mean, if that was the issue, so then bring that in. Unless you want to tell me I'm completely wrong. I thought the issue of two was because of the phenomenon of the numbers. Not because when two people finish eating, there's nothing to keep them together again. That's very difficult. That can't be the reason. And what about the one who says in Ratzon Mezamnin? So they're not arguing as to whether their siluk after the meal's over. They're arguing about what we said, the way we approached it was correct. That to a certain extent, two people benching together do partake of the essential constituent of Zimun, which is Hosaf HaShevach. And that's the question, is that sufficient for Kiyum or not? Three defines the very phenomenon. So, in making this full circle, when Tosfos comes back to explain why by Birkas HaMazon you can't have one making for the other person, he's saying it's because they're disconnected people. What about the simple answer should be? No, because we rule out there's no Zimun. That's the reason. Now, to solve this problem, I asked the question before. Abaya says Naktinon. So Abaya's main objective is to resolve this issue as to whether two can have Zimun or not. Now, once you decide, if you obviously if there is anyone, so there's no problem. So then, one they bench together, no problem. Two. But once you say that there's no Zimun by two, so then another question comes up. Abaye really made two points. In his statement, Mitzvah L'Chalek contains two ideas, right? The negative, A, there's no Zimun. B, if there's no Zimun, then what? Mitzvah L'Chalek. Then one person can't bench for the other guy. Not Zimun, forget about Zimun. But can, when we sit down at the bench together, can I say, you bench and I'll listen, I'll answer other? Or no, each person has to bench by himself. Mitzvah L'Chalek was the second one. So a new element has been inserted into the discussion. It's a bit subtle. To a certain extent, the way I set it up, there was a little bit of sleight of hand because I wasn't, although I think legitimate, because I was just taking a biased statement at face value, right? And on that basis, that you looked into it very carefully and say, well, one second, there's two points over here. One point is, can you have Zeman or not? The other point is that Abaye is saying Mitzvah L'Chalek is a separate point. So now the question arises, whenever you have two people together and they're eating, and their brachas are involved, does each person have to say the bracha by himself, or can one person make the bracha for somebody else? So that's a legitimate question. So now Abaye said Mitzvah L'Chalek, because now you don't have a situation of Zeman. So now you have a situation that each person has to bench by himself, and one person can make the benching. Forget about the issue. Forget about the issue with the one person doesn't know how to bench, and this and that. That's different issues. That's because you'll say, yeah, I could be, what about the mechanism of Shomei Ka'ona? There's halachic mechanisms which enable me to operate. Yeah, well, that's true. But that requires a matir. That's a special situation. What about the normal situation? Well, you don't have that matir. Two people, each one knows how to bench. What are you supposed to do? The answer is, each person has to bench by himself. So then, if that's the case, it's legitimate now to carry the issue over to Birkas HaMosi. So what about Birkas HaMosi? Now it's the same thing. Now, forget about Zimun. No one's suggesting that there's any kind of an idea of Zimun by the Birkas HaMosi, but you have the same situation. Two people are eating together, or whatever it is, are eating together, and does each person make the bracha rishona by himself, or does one person make the bracha rishona for all? So, Rashi makes a lot of sense now. Rashi says, as far as that's concerned, there shouldn't be any difference between Birkas HaMazon and Birkas HaMazon. It's the same thing. Because of Baya Paskin, Mitzvah L'Chalek. That's where Tosis takes up the cudgels, so to speak, and says, no, there's a difference between Birkas HaMazon and Birkas HaMotzi, and that's why he has to bring proofs. He has to bring a source. Yeah, he has a source. And he says, that's the case where it's two, and even if you want to say it's three, but it's a Birkas HaPeros. So the Tosis is that's why Birkas HaMar is very, very apropos now. The question was raised before, what does Birkas HaMar have to do with it? No, it's the same situation. It doesn't necessarily have to be a Birkas HaNanin. It's a situation where different individuals happen to be together, and each one has a chiv bracha. And the question is, does each one have to say the bracha, or can one person say the bracha for the others? So you see Birkas HaMar, so they can say the bracha for the others. So Tosfos now has raised the question against Rashi, a very legitimate question against Rashi. But the truth of the matter is, simple logic would seem to be on the fair side of Rashi, because why would you make a distinction between bracha rishon and bracha achrona? As far as that point is concerned, the mitzvah l'chalek point, and each person makes a bracha for himself, as far as that's concerned, Rashi would seem to be correct. Well, what difference does it make now, whether you're talking about Birkas HaMazon or bracha rishon? That's why Tosfos is constrained to make a chilek between the bracha rishon and the bracha achrona. And that's why in giving the answer, and saying that there's a siluk, that there's a separation between them, that's the appropriate. He can't give the answer now, but by Birkas HaMazon it's because there's no Zimun, because nobody's talking about Zimun anymore. We know there's no Zimun. We're talking about another issue, though. Can one person say the Birkas HaMazon for the other person? So Tosis now has to explain the dichotomy. When it comes to Birkas HaMotzi, And we're talking about, does each guy have to make the bracha for himself, or can one make the bracha for the other? We're saying, yes, they can. When it comes to Birkas HaMazon, I'm saying, no, they can't. What is the difference between the two? That's where Tosfos offers two possible explanations. Explanation A has to do with the factor of Tziruf. Tziruf is the factor. So you have to explain, what does Tziruf have to do with the issue? That's question number one. Okay? Now, assuming you can explain what Tziruf has to do with this question, then you'll have to explain why Tziruf exists by Birkas HaMotzi, and Tziruf does not exist by Birkas HaMotzi. And I understand, see, that part, that question will still remain, but how could Tosfos even say that by Birkas HaMotzi there's no Tziruf? Because the meal is over, but that would seem to eliminate the whole idea of Zimun. Fine, that question that we asked before remains in place. But now at least you know what the issue is, what they're talking about. Then, to complete the picture, a second answer is given. But you see, once I've given you this explanation, now the Tosfos makes sense. Now we're not talking about Zimun anymore. We're talking about situations where two people are in a situation and both have a chiyuv bracha upon them. What's the correct thing to do? Can one say the bracha for the other person? Or does each person mevarech for himself? So now Tosfos says there's another reason. The Yesh Matartzim. Others explain the Yesh Chiluk being Birkas HaMotzi. That there is a difference between Birkas HaMotzi to Lohav Yakim the Rabbanon. Because it's only the Rabbanon. Al Kain Motzi and Zeza. Therefore, one person can be Motzi the other person. So you see that that's what the issue is. Can one person be Motzi the other person? If you do the entire Tosis, it becomes very clear. Aval Birkas HaMotzi Shehi Midyaraisa. But Birkas HaMotzi, which is the Arisa, L'sha Mechmiru. There they were Machmir. The difficulty with this is that it's like an unsatisfying kind of an answer. What difference does it make? Whether it's the Rabbanan or whether it's the Arisa. Bracha is a Bracha. And generally speaking, when we say, whatever the Chachamim or Masakin is Ka'in, the Arisa follows the same pattern. They were Machmir. Not, you know, what does that have to do with being Machmir or not Machmir? What's the appropriate thing? All right, that's the second answer. That's something that we have to try and explain. But as I say, it reaffirms that this is really what the issue is. The advantage of the second answer is that it removes that entire problem of the tziruf factor. That Tosfos, on the one hand, seems to be saying that at the end of the meal there's no tziruf, and yet the whole idea of Zimun is based upon the fact that there is tziruf.